Well, we mentioned this yesterday at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. And now we have it in our hot little hands, a very cold new beer called, Steel City.
Yep.
And the bloke who's behind it, Kurt Gidley. G'day, Kurt.
Morning, team. How's it going? Good to see you all.
Tell you what, Kurt, straight away, though, when I see these beer experts you've got on board, the Johns brothers, Danny Bateris, and yourself. I'm sure even Matt Gidley's probably, your brothers, he's just tester.
Well, don't forget about Matt Hoy, too.
Matt Hoy,
he knows beer. Industry. So I'm confident we've
brewing experts.
And we've sampled a lot over the years. So I'm really confident that we got this one right. And after tasting it, I think we've nailed it.
Well,
great name.
Steel City. We'll get to the beer in a second. But I'm curious to know where the idea began and how did you choose who should be in on it? Because I saw Billy Peden go, can't wait to taste it, guys. And I thought, oh, no, Billy didn't get an invite into
it. Yeah, well, it was Craig Anderson. Craig's a free surfer. He does all the photography and videos for surfing. So it was originally his idea and his best mate, Ollie. So those boys came up with it. And then I remember having a coffee with them probably 2.5 years ago or 3 years ago down at Honeysuckle. And it's sort of just grown. And we've had, it's been like a roller coaster ride. There was guys in and guys out and there was some uncertainty and then, it all came together. And finally, a few weeks ago, we got a video sent through. It was actually coming off the production line, and that was pretty cool. But then to actually go to the Prince, who put it on first, Ty Burford, and actually taste it out of the tap and out of a schooner.
Became real.
I had a tear in my eye.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's like, yeah. Well, it's funny. We often talk about, and you would have been through it with all your mates. The thousands of ideas you come up with and you never do anything.
Yeah, that's
and then
right.
Suddenly this one, and it happened, I understand the tear. I've never gone through with an idea.
So it was it's a passion of ours. We're all really passionate Novocastrians, number one. We're all sort of working class guys, we think, we believe, and we love beer. So all those three go together. It's a pretty good ingredient. But we want to make sure, it resonates with the town or with the people of Newcastle, resonates with the history of the town. So I think, in the video the guys put together during the week.
It looks great.
Yeah, it does.
I think it's really hit home.
It really shows the working class roots, but it's an emotive video as well. And by the end of it, I'll crack a beer.
Yeah,
it gives you that feeling.
Yeah,
great ad.
That's what we're after. And the guys have done some great shots early morning out on the trawler over with Leezy at the jockey track over there. So I think it definitely resonates. So we want to keep Newcastle and the culture of that working class culture. Mm. Background. We live in a beautiful city, good beaches, great harbour. Well, the town's getting a real facelift, but let's never lose that working class culture.
Yeah. I think it's important too, obviously, very smart marketing to bring beer into a breakfast show. Well done. Well done, Kurt. See, you're leading the charge, mate.
Absolutely.
Well, I was thinking it's probably your lunchtime anyway, so you could probably crack one.
Definitely. Yeah. It's beer o'clock.
Now, we go, when we heard the name, because we were talking about it yesterday, we go, no brainer, Steel City, that's the name of the beer. But whose idea was it when you sat down and went, what are we going to call this? Can you remember where the idea?
Well, it was before the boys got to me, so it was probably between Oliver and Craig Anderson that came to me and said, look, we've got to be thinking about a beer, a beer that the Hunter can call its own in Steel City. And I'm like, I'm in.
Kurt, you've missed the opportunity, mate. You have the microphone. They don't. Yeah, I thought of that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
I was waiting for that.
We even recently, we've done a few photos at the Burwood the other week, and we went over to One Steel or Infra Build at Mayfield, and just to have a bit of behind the scenes and chat with the guys over there who are living and breathing it every day in a pretty tough environment. So, we want to capture a market from, the guys in their early 20s to the old fellas like my dad's age. So, and I think the taste, it's a classic sort of lager. It'll compete with anything in that sort of market, and that's what we want to capture. We want to capture all that from the old fellas who worked at the BHP to the young guys who want to wear the shirt or put the hat on and rock up to a barbie with a carton on the shoulders.
Now, mate, we know how fit you still are. Just looking at you, stand beside us here. Can you whack the jersey on for tonight? Because I'm not going to get you to pay the 80. Just off the bench. The bench.
Maybe I was a tag or something like that. That's all I've got in me. Honestly, I've been in Sydney the last couple of days and I went for a run because it was beautiful days and around the Opera House. And this is amazing. But my knees and my hips and my ankles. I don't normally do any longer runs anymore. I just do little circuits with a few of my ex-teammates. And but going long distance running now, I'm sore.
Yeah,
What is long distance to you?
I didn't sort of map it out. I just kept running, around the harbour. I thought this is beautiful. I hadn't been to Sydney for a long time.
Yeah,
since before COVID. So I thought I'll make the most of it. I'm sort of paying for it 2 days later.
Yeah,
still, you need so a steel city.
You know what? I'll sample a couple tonight at the footy. I think the Green Roof's putting it on tonight, actually. Russ, Richo and Greg, which is great of them. So, yeah, we've got great support locally.
A few bottlers have got her into.
Yeah, a few bottlers around town. Yeah. The Prince.
Bottler at the Wicco are there too, Lambton Bottler.
Wicco, our old stomping ground, the Burwood. Tony at the Burwood's got it on tap. So,
nice.
I mean, it's a really proud moment, me personally. But I know the other guys, certainly Maddie and Joey, they're based in Sydney, but they're really enthusiastic about driving the brand. They want some of the Steel City in their local bottler down there, so they've got access to it. So we're all really passionate about it, and we want it to obviously go well, but we just wanted to see, you know, the general public when they walk into the pub and buying a schooner, or hopefully one day might be at the footy.
Nice. Beautiful. One. Well, good to have you in.
You know, to keep Joey away from it, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the danger in this, the group we have, Matt Hoy, Andrew Johns and Matthew Johns. We may drink most of our profits.
Ah, well, it's fun while it lasted.
I've got a feeling that's why I didn't get a call.
Hey, good luck with it, Kurt. It's called Steel City. It's in a great silver can, and you've got a couple of others mid-strength coming out.
Yeah, we've got a pale ale coming out, which is pretty exciting.
I love the pale ale.
And I love the black and silver, but I'm really excited about the blue pale ale that's coming out soon.
Yeah, June. Nice.
All right.
Are we going to beat the Sharks tonight?
Yeah, we are. It's a real danger game, obviously, with the Sharks, what's happened there this week. I think it's pretty ordinary what's happened to Johnny Morris, to be honest. Totally. Former teammate of mine. Champion fella, Johnny. But those sort types of scenarios during the week are a real danger for our boys. But we need to bounce back. We need to cut the errors down, defend better. But the coach will be driving that.
Righto.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thanks, team.
Go the Knights. 133-53 when you hear Lockie Fitzgibbon invite you. You could join us at the Triple M Box tonight versus the Sharks.